Etymology and meanings of assonance. The word assonance comes from the Latin word assonare, which means to sound to. The term was first used in English in the 19th century to describe this poetic technique. Assonance is often used in poetry and song lyrics to create a sense of unity and harmony in the text. The repeated vowel sounds can help to establish a particular mood or tone, and can also make the text more memorable and easier to remember. The literal meanings of assonance are related to its Latin roots. Assonance is derived from the Latin verb assonare, which means to sound to or to resound. The prefix ad means to or toward, and sonare means to make a sound or to sound. So, literally, assonance means sounding to or sounding toward, which captures the essence of this literary device as the repetition of vowel sounds that create a musical or rhythmic effect in a text. Assonance in grammar. In grammatical terms, assonance is indeed a singular noun, but it can take on a plural form depending on the context in which it is used. When referring to multiple instances of assonance in a text, the word can be used in the plural form as assonances. For example, the poet used various assonances throughout the poem. In this case, assonances refers to the different examples of the literary device used in the poem. However, when referring to a single instance or the concept of assonance in general, the word is used in its singular form. For example, the assonance in this line creates a musical effect. Definition of assonance. Assonance is a literary device that involves the repetition of vowel sounds in nearby words or syllables in a text. The repeated vowel sounds can create a musical or rhythmic effect and make the text more memorable. Assonance is often used in poetry and song lyrics to enhance the overall sound and impact of the work. Types of assonance. There are different types of assonance that can be used in literature and poetry. 1. Internal assonance. This type of assonance involves the repetition of vowel sounds within a single word or phrase. For example, the light of the fire uses internal assonance with the repetition of the long I sound. 2. End rhyme assonance. This type of assonance involves the repetition of vowel sounds at the end of words. For example, lake and fade in the phrase take the cake and let it fade use end rhyme assonance with the repetition of the long a sound. 3. Initial assonance. This type of assonance involves the repetition of vowel sounds at the beginning of words. For example, Aunt Annie ate apples all afternoon uses initial assonance with the repetition of the short a sound. 4. Diphthong assonance. This type of assonance involves the repetition of diphthongs, which are two vowel sounds pronounced together in a single syllable. For example, oil boils and soil uses diphthong assonance with the repetition of the oi sound. 5. Consonant assonance. This type of assonance involves the repetition of consonant sounds in nearby words or syllables. For example, Mad Hatter uses consonant assonance with the repetition of the D and T sounds. Common examples of assonances. Assonance is a literary device that is often used in poetry and literature, but it can also be found in everyday language. Here are some common everyday examples of assonance. 1. A stitch in time saves 9. The repetition of the I sound in stitch, time, and 9 creates an assonant effect. 2. The cat sat on the mat. The repetition of the A sound in cat and mat creates an assonant effect. 3. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The repetition of the long A sound in rain, Spain, and mainly creates an assonant effect. 4. I feel real ill. The repetition of the ee sound in feel and real creates an assonant effect. 5. The light of the fire is bright. The repetition of the long I sound in light and fire creates an assonant effect. Shakespearean assonances. William Shakespeare, one of the greatest playwrights in English literature, made extensive use of assonance in his works to create musical and rhythmic effects. Here are some examples of Shakespearean assonances. 1. When I do count the clock that tells the time, the repetition of the O sound in do, count, clock, and told creates an assonant effect. 2. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. The repetition of the O and U sounds in double, trouble, burn, and bubble creates an assonant effect. 3. I know a bank where on the wild time blows. The repetition of the O sound in no, bank, blows, and time creates an assonant effect. 4. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. The repetition of the short a sound in world, stage, men, and players creates an assonant effect. 5. To be or not to be, that is the question. The repetition of the short O sound in to, or not, and question creates an assonant effect. Examples of assonances from literature. 1. From The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. In this extract from The Raven, the repetition of the long E sound in dreary, weak, and weary creates an assonant effect, emphasizing the speaker's state of exhaustion and despair. 2. From the road not taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. In this extract from The Road Not Taken, the repetition of the long O sound in road, diverged, and by creates an assonant effect, emphasizing the speaker's decision to take the less traveled path. 3. From Annabel Lee by Edgar Allan Poe. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know, by the name of Annabel Lee. In this extract from Annabel Lee, the repetition of the long E sound in many, see, Lee, and B creates an assonant effect, emphasizing the musicality and rhythm of the poem. 4. From Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. In this extract from Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, the repetition of the long O sound in promises, go, and before creates an assonant effect, emphasizing the speaker's sense of duty and responsibility. How to create assonances. 1. Brainstorm a list of words that have the same or similar vowel sounds as heading. Some examples include spreading, wedding, shedding, dreading, setting, betting, letting, and getting. 2. Choose a few of these words that work well with the context or tone of your writing. 3. Use these words in your writing to create assonances with heading. For example, you could write, "The wedding was heading towards disaster. The dread of what was ahead was spreading through the room. The setting sun was casting a golden glow over the heading ship. The shedding of leaves marked the approaching winter." By repeating the vowel sounds in heading with other words, you can create a musical effect that adds interest and depth to your writing. Benefits of using assonances. Assonances can provide several benefits when used effectively in writing or speech, including 1. Adding musicality and rhythm to language. Assonances can create a musical effect when repeated vowel sounds are used, making the language more memorable and pleasant to listen to. 2. Creating a cohesive and unified text. By repeating sounds throughout a text, assonances can create a sense of unity and coherence, making the text more cohesive and easier to understand. 3. Enhancing the emotional impact. Assonances can evoke emotions and create a particular mood, depending on the words used and the context of the text. 4. Increasing the memorability of the text. By using assonances, a writer or speaker can create a memorable text that is more likely to stick in the reader's or listener's mind. 5. Improving the flow of the text. Assonances can help to link ideas and phrases together, creating a smoother flow and improving the overall readability of the text. Literary device of assonance in literary theory. Assonance is a literary device that is frequently used in poetry and prose to create a musical effect by repeating vowel sounds within words or across multiple words. This technique is often used to add depth and texture to the language and to create a particular mood or tone. In literary theories, assonance is often discussed in the context of sound symbolism, where certain sounds are thought to have innate emotional or symbolic associations. This can make assonance a powerful tool for writers who wish to evoke certain emotions or ideas in their readers. Additionally, assonance can be used to create a sense of unity and coherence within a text, linking different ideas or phrases together and creating a more memorable and impactful piece of writing. Overall, assonance is a versatile and effective literary device that is widely used in literature and is a key component of many writers' toolkits. Suggested readings. Eagleton, Terry. Rhetoric and Poetics. Literary Theory, An Introduction. 2nd ed. University of Minnesota Press, 1996, pp. 101-25. Kipperman, Mark. Embodied Language, Sensing Grammar and the Aesthetics of Perception. University of Toronto Press, 2014. Leach, Jeffrey and a Linguistic Guide to English Poetry. Longman, 1969. Choptaw, John. On the Outside Looking Out, John Ashbery's Poetry. Harvard University Press, 1994.